We like to know what's coming. Many of us are looking for clues to what's ahead. If you're like me, you want to know what to expect so that you are prepared, or at least so that you're not surprised or caught off guard. Maybe you just want to do the right thing, but you're just not quite sure what the right thing is. So you look for signs. Or maybe you just want to know what's under the Christmas tree. Are you a package peeker? Do you snoop for clues to try to figure it out? Are you that person who shakes the package until you can guess what's inside? How many of you actually opened your present early? You don't have to raise your hand. You know who you are. Maybe you bugged someone so much until they said, fine, just open it. Or maybe you checked, unwrapped it, and then rewrapped it and put it back under the tree. We want clues to know what's coming. That's actually true for a lot of life. We want to know what's ahead, so we search for signs. We look for those indicators that will point us in the right direction to understand what the future holds. My car tells me, according to the indicator, the clue, that I need winter air in my tires. It keeps flashing and saying that the right tire is low, and that's a sign that I have the wrong air in the tire. Or is it? Sports teams look for signs. They send out scouts to check out a game and to check on a player. It doesn't always work out, though, because sometimes what they see in one game may not be the whole story. Maybe you're trying to interpret the clues in your life. But our problem with signs is that it's easy to interpret them incorrectly. Oftentimes, we get it wrong, and that can lead to all kinds of assumptions and false expectations. And that's what happened to Joseph. He tried to interpret the clues and made some false conclusions because it seemed to him like the signs were pointing in all the wrong directions. That's when he decided the best thing to do was to break up with his fiance, call off the wedding, and walk away. That is, until God stepped in. And this is where we see Joseph take another look at the signs. He discovers that God has a plan that is far bigger, far greater than he could ever have imagined for himself. And like Joseph, sometimes we also need to shake that package under the tree one more time. Sometimes we need to take another look at the signs and discover that God is actually already working out his plans for you too. The title of this message is Signs of God With Us. And you'll find the story recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. So if you're following along today, we're going to look again through that passage. You can read it on the screen with us, or if you have a Bible, go ahead and open up. If you're joining us online, you should be able to see the scriptures come across the screen. And we're glad you're with us here today. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 begins, "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly." If you see a plastic statue of a man and a woman kneeling down over a baby by what looks probably like a wooden cradle, that's this guy, Joseph, and his fiance, Mary. Everything looks so great in that manger scene, and what it represents actually is quite wonderful, but did you know that they almost didn't make it? It almost didn't happen. Matthew records that they were engaged, and then Mary was pregnant. And even though Joseph later becomes the baby's legal dad through marriage, he isn't the birth father. And that's a problem for Joseph. His fiance is pregnant. He is not the dad. And yes, we're actually reading this out of the Bible, and it's about real people with some big issues to overcome. You and I, we face big issues in life. Oftentimes, we don't know what the signs are pointing to. We're not sure what to do. Spoiler alert, just so you know, we already read what happened, that this was through the Holy Spirit. So this actually turns out to be a really good thing. But for now, so far, all Joseph sees is the package. And to him, it looks like a bad sign. So how did the baby, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, come to be? Well, for Joseph, it seems like his birth, his arrival, means the end of his marriage. But he's misreading the signs. I think that's a key for us today as well. Whatever we face in life, don't misread the signs. So what does Joseph do? The passage says, because Joseph, Mary's husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. There's a few things that are helpful to know about the biblical code for marriage in that time. An engagement or betrothal was considered a pledge to marriage. So it was actually like being married. They just hadn't yet come together. So the husband and wife that are betrothed, they live apart until the time that the husband brings the woman into his house, and then the marriage is considered fulfilled. So Joseph hadn't yet doing that, so the supposition here is that both parties are chaste, meaning that they have not had relations with each other, and that would take place after they came together in the same house. So the text assumes that. The consequence of not doing that could be very, very severe. Worst case scenario, the law would allow that the unfaithful party would be stoned to death. That would be severe. Really wasn't often carried out in those days, but that was possible. Another option would be a public divorce, which would bring disgrace upon Mary, the one who it seemed had been unfaithful, though Joseph didn't want to do that. The final option was just a quiet divorce, behind the scenes with two witnesses being done in that way. That was what Joseph had in mind. That's what he considered to do, the scripture says later, because he loved Mary. He deeply respected her, but he felt obligated, according to the righteousness of the law, to break off their marriage. He read the signs. Mary was pregnant. He wasn't the dad, so he was going to divorce her. No more Joseph and Mary. Sometimes it seems like there must be a better way. Sometimes we're searching for a better sign, a better path. Sometimes the answer isn't a better sign, but it's just believing the signs we already have. Joseph just needed to shake the package a little more to find out really what's inside. And that's what God has in mind as we continue on. God sends a divine intervention in the form of an angel of the Lord. Verse 20 says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. God is at work through this marriage. The first thing Joseph hears is son of David. It reminds him that he is of the lineage of the king. The promised Messiah would come through him. It reminds him that he has a purpose. And then he hears, do not be afraid. The very thing that he thought the Lord required him to do, to divorce Mary, was the very thing that God was calling him now to do. All because he misread the signs. Mary wasn't unfaithful. Instead, God was faithful to his promises. So in that revelation would bring Joseph the opposite of fear, confident faith that the messianic age of the Spirit's outpouring was upon them, that God was at work and God was with them. God is in control of the outcome. So don't fear. Trust God. You are not alone to interpret the signs all by yourself. God is at work in your life right now, revealing his plans. Don't be afraid to take steps of obedience, even when you don't quite understand it. The age of God's fulfillment is here. Christmas that we're about to celebrate isn't just about warm feelings of a mom and a dad and a baby in a manger. It's the good news of great joy that is for all people. It's a sign that God's plan is being fulfilled at last, and that plan includes you too. It wasn't hard for Joseph to believe when the signs were finally revealed. The angel of the Lord spoke to him about what this all meant. He said, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So Joseph is now drawn into this mystery of the incarnation, that the Son of God is in the flesh as a baby. And his name is Joshua, which means Yahweh saves, God saves. In the Greek language, it's Jesus. Some scholars think that the next verse is actually a quote of this divine messenger. He says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And I think this is the most incredible good news. Emmanuel, meaning that God is present with us in Jesus. He is God here. There is no greater sign. There's no greater blessing than for God to dwell with his people. Oftentimes, we're just wondering and praying and asking, "Lord, show me a sign." You have one. Jesus, God's Son, Emmanuel. He's with you. From the prophets to the book of Revelation and the end of the Bible, the promise is God's presence with his people. In Isaiah 60:20, it said, "The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end." The hope of the good news. When Jesus gave the great commission to go and make disciples, and we prayed as we commissioned the baptism for Timothy, he reminded all of his followers, including you and I, that we would not be alone. He said, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Forgiven and free by faith, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to live within every one of us. God with us. As a believer in Jesus, you have the Spirit living inside. You have God present with you. No greater sign, no greater hope, no greater love has God given us. And while we wait for the day of Jesus' return, when we'll be gathered together around that great banqueting table with every tribe and tongue and language, every people and nation sharing in this messianic kingdom, we wait, knowing that God is with us. Today we see the signs as we celebrate baptism. It's not just an event for John and Courtney and Timothy or for our family, but it is a sign for the whole church as the family of God that we are all called and included. We are part of what it means to be the people of God. That because God sent his one and only Son save us from our sins, we are called together as God's people. We encourage each other and support each other. We are to live together and celebrate together. We are to walk with one another that we might grow up in the faith together, that we might proclaim the good news of Jesus as his people, and that we may encourage one another with the hope that we have eternal life and God's eternal reign. That's who we are. That's the sign. God is present in his people, with his people. So your future is secure. Whatever you're facing, I tell you today, it's going to be all right. God's plan is to be with you. No more fear, just faith. Like Joseph, maybe it's time to take another look at the signs. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. What he could not see, God made known to Joseph. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He is physically Mary's son, and legally, by marriage, Joseph's son of the line of David. Jesus is the promised Messiah. He is God's own son. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. So Joseph responded in faith, He took Mary as his wife, and he named the child Jesus. So go ahead, shake the packages, look for the signs, and trust that all we really need to do is walk by faith in the confident assurance that God is with you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you that you have called us to be your people. Thank you that you have sent your son, Jesus, born of Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit, Joseph's earthly son, God's son, your son. Lord, help us to trust him deeply. Help us, Lord, to trust the signs you have given. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith, knowing that you are with us every step of the way, and that you will lead and that you will guide. And Lord, help us to walk in obedience to you. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone here today or listening online that has not put their faith and trust in Jesus, does not know that presence of God with you, but you want to, you're ready. You're ready to see the sign. Then I invite you to simply act by faith, to believe, to trust what God has done, and to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It may include a simple acknowledgement in prayer, something like this. You may want to follow along. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you. I need your forgiveness. I believe you were born. I believe you died for me. And I believe you rose again. Lord, thank you for forgiving my sins. And fill me with your presence. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may know you are with me. Thank you. Amen.